Chapter 12. God's power is much greater than any problem. Before we study the verses of Scripture that tell you not to be afraid because God is with you, we first will study several verses that clearly explain the mighty supernatural power of God who lives in the heart of every Christian. Quote, "Alas, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard or too wonderful for you," unquote. Jeremiah 32, verse 17, Amplified. Nothing is too difficult for God. He is so mighty and so powerful that he created heaven and earth. The same God who created heaven and earth is with you always. No problem that you will ever face is too difficult for him. Quote, "He determines and counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is inexhaustible and boundless." Unquote. Psalm 147, verse 4 and 5, Amplified. There are so many billions of stars that astronomers cannot measure the number of stars. God knows the name of every one of the billions of stars he has created. God is great and mighty and powerful. No problem is too difficult for God. Quote, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and yours is to be exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hands are power and might. In your hands it is to make great and to give strength to all." Unquote. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11 and 12. God reigns over everything in heaven and everything on earth. His strength and power are beyond the limits of human comprehension. God promises to give strength to all. The word "all" includes you. See Psalm 29, verse 11, Isaiah 12, verse 2, and 40, verse 28 through 31. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 and 10, Ephesians 6, verse 10, and Philippians 4, verse 13. If you are tempted to be afraid, you should meditate on these verses of Scripture pertaining to the mighty power of God. Quote, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changed the time. He removed kings and settled up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." Unquote. Daniel 2, verse 20 and 21, King James. God is so powerful that he controls everything on earth. He decrees when winter will become spring, when spring will be, when summer will become fall, and when fall will turn into winter. He instructs the birds when they should fly south and when they should return to the north. He can direct the activities of the rulers of every country. See Proverbs 16, verse 9. He will give you the wisdom and understanding that you need. See Proverbs 4, verse 5. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 26, and James 1, 5 through 8. Quote, "The Lord of our God, the omnipotent, the all-ruler, reigns." Unquote. Revelation 19, verse 6, Amplified. You can be absolutely certain that God is much greater and much more powerful than any problem you have ever faced, any problem you face now, and any problem you will face. You must not be afraid of anything. Quote, "With God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without or impossible of fulfillment." Unquote. Luke 1, verse 37, Amplified. The word "nothing" in this verse includes whatever problem you face now. Refuse to focus on the seeming severity of any problem that you face. Problems that seem to you to have no solution are not impossible for God to solve. The last portion of this verse of Scripture says that no word from God is without power or impossible of fulfillment. Every word in every verse of Scripture that you meditate on is solidly anchored upon the mighty power of God. Your Father stands completely behind every promise in His Word. The Apostle Paul prayed that Ephesians would understand the immensity of God's power. Quote, "So that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of His power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places." Unquote. Ephesians 1, 19 and 20, Amplified. The words immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness explain how powerful God is. There is no limit to God's power. The words "for us who" are extremely important. You will receive manifestation of God's power in your life as you trust Him in every situation. God is so mighty and so powerful that He was able to raise Jesus Christ from the dead and place Him at His right hand in heaven. If God was able to raise Jesus from the dead, and you are absolutely certain that He is with you at all times, why would you ever be afraid of any problem that you face? The Lord has His way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of His feet. Unquote. Nahum 1 verse 3, Amplified. God always has His way. He is in complete control of every storm in your life. You must have absolute faith that He can and will solve every problem you face. He will solve these problems if you trust Him completely and if you persevere in your faith in Him, absolutely refusing to give up. Jesus said, quote, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe." Mark 9, verse 23, King James. The words "all things" in this verse include whatever problem you face now. Refuse to focus on any problem you face, no matter how formidable it may appear. God is so great, so mighty, and so powerful that you cannot even begin to comprehend the magnitude of His power. Quote, "His greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable." Unquote. Psalm 145, verse 3, Amplified. Job faced many problems in his life. He did not give up because he focused on the mighty power of God instead of allowing the problems that he faced to overwhelm him. Quote, Job said to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things, and that no thought or purpose of yours can be restrained or thwarted." Unquote. Job 42, verse 1 and 2, Amplified. The words "all things" in this passage of Scripture include whatever problem you face at this time, no matter how difficult it may seem. Nothing can stop God. So, as you trust Him, you will see Him do what seems impossible, because with God, all things are possible. See Matthew 19, verse 26. You should have a continual consciousness of the supernatural power of God, so, quote, "that you may be filled through all your being unto the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself." Now to Him who, by in consequence of the action of His power, that is at work within us, is able to carry out His purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Unquote. Ephesians 3, verse 19 and 20, Amplified. This passage of Scripture combines great truth about God's supernatural power with assurance of His indwelling presence. Your Father wants you to be filled with constant awareness of His mighty indwelling power. There is no limit on what God, who lives in your heart, can do in your life. He can do much more than you can even begin to comprehend. Do not be afraid of any problem that you face, no matter how difficult this problem may seem. Meditate continually on the scripture in this chapter pertaining to the supernatural power of Almighty God. Now that we have studied these great promises pertaining to the mighty power of God, we are ready to study several additional verses of Scripture that will assure you that Almighty God is with you always and that He will help you as you trust Him totally, completely, and absolutely.